The relationship between Australia and China has been ridden with tension for some time now, and the Trade Minister Steve Chobo is in Shanghai trying to make amends. It's the first time a Turnbull government minister has visited the country for months. Minister Chobo made a speech at a business function overnight, lavishing praise on China's leader Xi Jinping. The attempt at a relationship reset comes as some Australian exporters complain that their goods are being held up at the border. For more on this, our political reporter Anna Henderson spoke with Richard McGregor, a leading writer and commentator on Asia, who is also a senior fellow at the Lowy Institute.
What do you make of Steve Chobo's comments overnight, particularly his mention of if Australia and China find themselves in choppy waters, we should bring our boats together and help each other find a way to the other shore, avoiding the storm?
Well, I mean, as Trade Minister, he's putting the best spin possible on what is an extremely bad period of bilateral relations between Australia and China. As Trade Minister, he's naturally going to talk about trade. And in fact, the trade story between Australia and China is very good for both sides. So I just see him putting, you know, the best spin that he can do without pretending that the relationship is about to get better.
There have been reports of a freeze in diplomatic relations between Australia and China. Do you think that's an accurate characterisation?
Well, yes. Otherwise, you would see a much different pattern of bilateral meetings. So far, the only Australian minister who seems to be able to go to China is the Trade Minister, not Julie Bishop, certainly not Malcolm Turnbull. So that's pretty obvious on the face of it.
And Julie Bishop has said this week she will be having more interactions with China and potentially going there quite soon. Does that suggest that there is a thawing in this relationship?
Well, it may mean a slight thaw. It doesn't mean everything is going to be rosy because there are sort of some short-term problems but also structural problems. And it's not just Australia that's experiencing this. It's many countries in Asia and, of course, America as well. I mean, we may get over in the short term the issue of Chinese interference in Australian politics, but, you know, longer term, the issue of the South China Sea is not going away. And I think that's probably the main issue that raises Chinese hackles about Australia, not necessarily the debate here in Australia about Chinese interference.
Do you think, though, that the foreign interference laws are playing into the general tenor of the debate and are having some impact on the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just the laws themselves, it's the manner in which they were debated. Now, I'm not necessarily criticising that, but, you know, China does not want to have Australia highlight the role of Communist Party groups in Australia. But it's not just that. China is doubly angry at Australia on this issue because they believe, rightly or wrongly, that Australia has not just kicked up a fuss here, but has gone around the world pointing out the issue to other countries. In other words, slightly internationalising the issue. And that's made China very annoyed.
Richard McGregor from the Lowy Institute speaking there to our political reporter Anna Henderson.